So today's gospel is all about the journey of the Magi. Now, depending upon your age, you might know them as the three wise men, you might know them as the three kings, or you might know them as the Magi. It really doesn't matter which one you use, because as you heard in the gospel, they use Magi. In the prayer that we had for our collect, that was wise men, and it's interchangeable, because really what is so important about the three wise men is that they weren't Jewish. That right from the very beginning of the birth of Jesus, God was calling the Gentiles to be a part of his creation. Think about that. These three fellows came out of Persia. They weren't Jewish. They weren't following any of the Jewish traditions. They were their own astronomers. They were looking into their past, into their history, to find reason for the stars. And so you have this image right from the very beginning that God wanted to be a part of all of creation, not just the Jewish tradition. And so you find these three fellows. They are studying all the different aspects of their history. And one of those pieces of history was that a star was going to announce the birth of the Messiah. Emmanuel, God with us. And so you can imagine the excitement they must have felt when they saw that star appear. It was like all the things that they had read were coming true. All that they had saw was coming true. And you can imagine just how excited they were. And when they saw it, they must have said to themselves, road trip! They must have said that. And then you can imagine one of them saying, gee, I don't think I can go. And the guy's saying, why can't you go? Well, my wife already thinks I'm spending too much time with you guys. So, you know, how am I going to convince her that I should be going along on this trip? And then you can imagine that dinner table where the fellow sits down and says, dear, I got something to discuss. Yeah? Yeah, I'm going on a trip. Oh, where are you going? Oh, I don't know. Well, how long are you going to be away? I don't know. What's it all about? Oh, there's a star in the sky and we're going to follow it. Okay. And where do you think this star is going to take you? This is the good one. To the Messiah. Okay. Yeah. You're going on a trip. You don't know where. You don't know for how long. And the end result is you're going to see the Messiah. You can imagine how that conversation went over. And yet, by the grace of God, off they go. And their first stop along the way is to see Herod. You can imagine they're probably going, are we on the right path? Maybe somebody can help us. Maybe we should ask questions as to where this baby might be born. And you can imagine Herod thinking, wow, I must be really well known now because I've got these three guys from Persia, these really educated guys coming to see me. You can imagine his surprise when they said, yeah, do you know where the next king is being born? It's not here. Do you know where it is? And it says that Herod was troubled. Yeah, he was troubled. His whole reign was now in jeopardy. And he was thinking just how he could get his hands on this child so that he could keep his reign. And so he sends off the wise men, doesn't he? He sends them off so that they can search diligently and come back and let him report back to them. And as we saw, they are overjoyed that the star stops over the home of Mary and Joseph and the baby. And they go in, and they present and worship the baby Jesus with the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. Each of those are going to be symbols of the reign or the ministry of Jesus, aren't they? Each one is going to have a specific role to play in his ministry. And then, in a dream, and we all know why the angels always come to guys in the dream, so they can't argue, and they say, pick a new road back. Don't go back to Herod, go on. And so that's the whole story of the Magi, the wise men, the three kings. Their whole life is opened up before them. For me, I look at this passage and I say to myself, it shows tremendous faith that those men had. Tremendous faith. To look at the star and say, that's the one I'm going to follow. That's the star we're going to look after. That's the one that's going to point us in the right direction to fulfill all that we've read. Tremendous faith. And then faith to go to Herod and say, you know, there's another king coming, and it's not you. And then there's tremendous faith to go and walk yourself through to this home and knock on the door and say, is Jesus home? And to go in and worship. Tremendous faith. And then there's the gifts. I'll get to that part in a bit. But there's also when the angel goes to the wise men and says, listen, don't go back to Herod. Pick a new route. In the gospel, it's saying it's a warning. But what about this? What about if all of a sudden, after seeing the baby Jesus, their lives changed? There was just no way they could go back the same way that they had come. Their lives were changed by witnessing to the baby Jesus. And then there's the gifts. The gold, the frankincense, and myrrh. And we all know that the gold represents the king and kingship, and the frankincense is the incense that lifts up our prayers to God, and the myrrh used in the tomb. We know that part. But what about the part that says God gives us this tremendous gift of the baby Jesus, the Son of God, Emmanuel? He gives us this tremendous gift. And we, in turn, can give a gift back. Think about that. Giving a gift back to the baby, to God. That gift is our worship. That gift is our prayers of thanksgiving. Our gifts are the reading of Scripture. Each one of us brings us closer to God. And so, yes, these are gifts that are going to announce the ministry of Jesus, but they're also gifts that the wise men could prepare and give. And you and I are called to do the same, to worship God, to give our prayers of generosity, of our prayers of thankfulness, and the reading of Scripture. It all comes together. Those are the gifts that we can give back to God. So on this Epiphany Sunday, as we go through our week ahead, think about that. Think about the faith of the wise men. Think about the fact that their lives were changed to the point of taking a new route back home. And our lives too change when we have Christ in our hearts. And finally, that our gifts of praise and thanksgiving are our way to give back to God all that He has so freely given us. Amen.